AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The second wave of explosions of electronic devices hit Lebanon, killing at least 20, wounding 450. The AP's Karim Chahaya.
A senior official from Hezbollah was present at one of the funerals, where he reiterated Hezbollah's vows to retaliate against Israel. The Israeli military declined comment on both incidents. However, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant declared what he called a new phase of the war, as Israel focuses attention less on Hamas and the Gaza Strip and more towards Hezbollah.
The Teamsters unions declining to endorse either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, saying neither has sufficient support from its 1.3 million members. Trump's calling that a win.
I think this is the first time in many decades that they haven't endorsed Democrats.
The FBI says Iranian hackers sent President Biden's campaign unsolicited emails seeking to interest them in information stolen from the Trump campaign.
Kamala Harris's presidential campaign called the emails from Iran unwelcome and unacceptable malicious activity. The announcement is the latest U.S. government effort to call out what officials say is Iran's brazen, ongoing work to interfere in the election, including a hack and leak campaign targeting Trump's campaign. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Fed's cutting its benchmark interest rate by a half point. Chair Jerome Powell.
This decision reflects our growing confidence that with an appropriate recalibration of our policy stance, strength in the labor market can be maintained in a context of moderate growth and inflation moving sustainably down to 2%.
The Fed's intention was well telegraphed, and Seth Sutel reports reaction was relatively muted.
Stocks finished mostly lower on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday. The benchmark index is still within 1% of the record high it set in July. The Dow fell 103 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.4%. Treasury yields mostly rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And Sean Diddy Combs will stay in jail after a second judge denied bail. This is AP News. Singer-songwriter J.D. Souther has died at the age of 78. Margie Zaraletta has a look at his life.
J.D. Souther was born in Detroit, grew up in Amarillo, and moved to Los Angeles, where he met Glenn Frey. Souther's biggest solo hit was You're Only Lonely, but he co-wrote some of the best-known songs by the Eagles with Frey. Souther helped with the songs Heartache Tonight, New Kid in Town, Best of My Love, and James Dean. He was not a member of the Eagles, but he was friendly enough with them to appear on the back cover of their Desperado album. Souther also acted with roles on Nashville and 30-something. He was about to start a tour next week with Carla Bonoff, which is now canceled. I'm Archie Zaraletta. You can call out my name.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Why don't you ever be ashamed? Thank you for listening.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.